17-year-old Tessina Berkey and her mom, Lorraine Crespo, are still trying to recover from the massive flooding and destruction caused by Superstorm Sandy on Staten Island. They've been cleaning up their apartment for the past 3 days and are still without power. Tessina happens to be one of our current radio rookies, and her producer, Courtney Stein, went out to Staten Island to check in.
The water was up to here. Like, I'll show you when I get in my house. I'll have a better idea.
Tessina and her mom live on the first floor of a duplex in the New Dorp section of Staten Island. On the other side of the street is 3 blocks of marshland that lead straight to the ocean. They were part of Zone A and were supposed to be the first to evacuate before Sandy hit. But on Monday night, they decided to wait it out.
My mom and I were just sitting on the couch. We were just chilling out. All of a sudden, I get up to go to the window. And I look outside, and all of a sudden, I see like a foot of water outside. And I'm like, Ma, the water's coming in. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, Ma, the water's coming in.
And all of a sudden, I started seeing the water come.
Tessina's mom, Lorraine, tried to use their beach towels to keep the water from seeping through the front door.
I said, forget about the towels because it ain't doing no good. Then I go in the bedroom, and the water is coming out of the walls. Once I seen that, I said, oh, my God. Because there's no door there, and it's just coming from under the wall.
The muddy water, part sewage, part seawater, continued to flood in until it was over 2 feet deep.
If it was right here right now, and I'm sitting by the fridge, the water was past my knees. I was sitting in the sink while it was going on. My cat was on the bed. She wouldn't leave the bed because she was scared.
Their neighbor, whose school bus was parked between their houses, was yelling from her second floor apartment for them to come over. Tessina wanted to try to make it across the driveway, but her mom can't swim.
So I was watching the water level on the headlight of the school bus and seeing how it was rising because that was like my meter. So it was freaky. I was just watching that and just saying, stop, make it stop rising. Just make it stop rising.
She was staying calm, but she had to stay calm because I was freaking out. I was crying. I was freaking out. At one point, I was saying like the stupidest things. I was like, Mom, what if it gets to our necks? And I was panicking.
Tessina watched her mom and dad's wedding album float by before the water receded a few hours later. It left a layer of wet sludge covering everything, including Tessina's bed, their dressers, and the couch her mom sleeps on.
So do you guys wish you would have left? You know, it's like a mixed kind of decision. Because if I wasn't here at all, forget it. I mean, everything would have been gone.
Everything would have been gone.
But then, yeah, it's kind of a crazy. Like, I won't stay here the next time. I won't stay here.
Well, that's gotta go.
And the whole dress is gonna go.
I know.
Waterlogged furniture, toys, clothes, and photos form piles that line Tessina's entire block. In front of some homes, the piles are taller than she is.
Hopefully they say this happened once every 100 years.
And
the next time it happens, I won't be here. You know? She'll be dead. She won't have to do it either.
I already decided I'm not living anywhere near water. If I live anywhere, I'm living in an apartment building on the 23rd floor or something. I ain't ever living near water again. Because I'm not going through this again. This is crazy.
That was Courtney Stein reporting from Staten Island with radio rookie Tessina Berkey and her mom, Lorraine Crespo. For more stories from Radio Rookies, check out RadioRookies.org and find them on Twitter and Facebook.